Dankeschön. Thank you so much for inviting me. I will be almost entirely just playing music here. It won't be so professorial. But I just thought I'd play a few sounds for you first to explain why I started to find the music of nature so interesting. You can take a bird song like the veery. This is a small brown bird, like the thrush, like the song thrush in Germany. And yet if you slow this sound down, stretch it out to the human scale, you hear this music in it, the same song you wouldn't immediately think was there. This one. So this veery is like some kind of jazz trumpeter. It has this swinging sound that we just have to slow it down to make it accessible to the human scale. Okay, that's a pretty simple bird song. We take the hermit thrush, a little more complicated. You know, it's still quick and high, and it really has sounded like music to people for hundreds of years, but it's far away from any human music. And when you slow this sound down, it really becomes a whole complex world in itself, and when I heard this slowed down, all I wanted to do was play along with it. So that's what I'll do next. So these sounds inspire a whole new ways of hearing and finding music out there in the world. So from there, each species of creature kind of has its own aesthetic sense and suggests different kinds of music, sometimes far away from the human world, sometimes very accessible. Here is the most complex of all bird songs, the Albert's lyrebird of Australia. And this bird, many things could be said about it. I could tell you that this song takes these birds 6 years to learn to sing. It's a long time, even for a human. And they compose a song out of little bits of all the songs of other singing birds in the Australian rainforest. And they sing in the winter when no one else is singing. They decide it's time to mate in the winter, the opposite of all the other birds. So it's as if they're trying to set the whole mood by convincing the female lyrebirds that in fact this is the right time to mate, singing all these songs. They imitate all these songs, and then in the middle they switch to this alien electronic sound, like you're tuning into a radio station from outer space. And then they flick their feathers over their heads and start to dance when you hear this rhythm, which is called gronking by Australian ornithologists. You're going to hear all this, so it sort of ends when you hear this, and you have to imagine the feathers over the head at that point. And more could be said about that song, but I'll leave it there for now, and I can only tell you I went to play live with these birds in the rainforest to see what they would do, and it was definitely an interesting jazz interspecies experience.
Thank you.
there is a kind of insect in America. It comes out only once every 17 years, the 17-year cicada. And this is like a great rhythm, a slow beat, 17 years, and they're alive for 17 years, slowly growing underground. And they just come out to sing, fly, mate, and die. That's it. They've been eating, preparing for this. And when they come out, there's millions of them everywhere. And they're always coming out somewhere. This year they came out around New York, the year before in Virginia, the year before in Missouri. So although they will only come out once every 17 years in any one place, you can always find them somewhere. And there's so many of them that you can actually bring some on stage and play concerts with them. And although I couldn't bring any today, luckily I recorded some of their activities from the last concert I did, and you can hear what they were able to produce live, and then with some of their sounds would then transform. So recreating the cicada world for you today. Thank you. Familiar sounds, there was also the sound of an insect called the Euler's Katydid. It's supposed to have one of the most complicated of insect songs, but there also were some beluga whales in there and the pine sawyer beetle that eats the logs that you put in the fireplace. Speaking of beetles, you know, usually the bigger the animal, the louder the sound it might be able to make, but there's one insect this big called the lesser water boatman that underwater makes a sound almost as loud as a whale or a rock concert. And he does this by waving his penis underwater really fast. This was only discovered a few years ago. Nobody could believe it. They thought there was something wrong with their equipment, that this little bug was making all this noise. It's a kind of frightening sound, but its next piece, the electronic parts are based on this sound, although somewhat far away from the sound itself. You can decide what it's really like.
Thank you.
speaking of being as loud as a whale, there is no more musical an animal sound than the humpback whale, which can sing up to 24 hours. Once again, only the males are singing. Their complete song is like 20 minutes, and they start again. They're all singing the same song in any one ocean, but they change it from year to year, altogether. No one has any idea why. Since only the males are doing this, you know, science assumes it's to attract the attention of female whales. And since this was discovered by humans, at least, in the 1960s, they've been listening and watching to just see what those female whales do when they hear this. So far, 40 years of studying this, they've never seen a female whale show any interest whatsoever in the song, so who knows what it's actually for.
Oh!
Now, another kind of whale, one you might more easily see, a killer whale, an orca. You know, they are the first animal that scientists really seriously talked about having culture. There's 100 pages of scientific discussion of 15 years ago. Do orca whales have culture? It's because the same whales learn whole different behaviors, the same exact species in one place. One group eats fish, and another group eats mammals, even other whales, smaller than dolphins. And they live a whole different way, make whole different sounds. And this next piece, The Killer, is based on the sounds of those mammal-eating killer whales that kind of go after their own.
Thank you. Vielen Dank, David Rothenberg.